That was great news for us to hear. There was basically the council areas in the Northwest had the greatest number of contributions into the All Ireland Rail Review strategy. And that shows that people in the Northwest, Donegal, Tyrone, Fermanagh and Derry, you know, they haven't forgotten the impact that removing rail had upon them. And they want to see that reversed and they want to see it improved. So there really is, this is something that really seems to be of now. You know, there's really a moment happening now about people saying the rail network needs to come back to places like Donegal. You know, it was a big loss when we lost it, and it's not good enough in modern days. That, you know, we're expected to drive less, we're expected to be better connected in, we're expected to be growing our population in towns like Letterkenny. For all those things to happen, you know, we really need to have better public transport, and we need to be back on the rail network yet again.
You're making the point that you believe population trends in the border area and in Mid-Ulster are such that there is an economic argument to be made for this. This is not necessarily a pipe dream. This can make commercial sense, you believe?
Absolutely. People tend to think of transport and trains about really just getting from A to B, but we talk about 7 benefits of rail, you know, much more beyond getting from A to B. It's about, you know, regional balance. We know that, for example, in the south, the northern and western region has been downgraded by the EU recently and is now considered to be in transition. So that's an area which really needs investment if it's to become a developed region again. We know that the National Development Plan in the Republic, Project Ireland 2040, it wants to have the vast majority of population growth in the state moving forwards to happen outside of Greater Dublin. And if you want people, more people to move to places like, you know, Letterkenny and Lifford, then you have to provide proper infrastructure for them. And we would argue rail is part of that. And also we know about the climate crisis. You know, there's been a climate crisis declared in the Dáil. We know that councils are mandated to be doing something about this. You can't say to people, you must use your car less. You know, you must take more environmentally friendly forms of transport if they don't exist. So we, for lots of these reasons, economic, tourism access as well, environmental, socially, and we need to ensure that people have choice in Donegal, that there is a good quality rail network within a short distance from people wherever they live in the county of Donegal.
From next week onwards, a series of meetings taking place on both sides of the border. You're obviously anxious that they're well attended.
Absolutely. So next week we've got meetings. Monday we're in Derry. Tuesday we've got a meeting in the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny. All the meetings start at 7 p.m. And Wednesday we're in Omagh. And then the following week we're in Dungannon on the Monday and Strabane on the Thursday. So I guess for your listeners, the relevant ones would be either Derry this Monday in the Holywell Trust in Bishop Street, Tuesday the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny, and the following week, the following Thursday the 17th at Strabane. And our proposal is that Strabane would serve as a joint station between Strabane and Lifford, which would put East Donegal back onto the rail network as well. So we'd ask your listeners to ensure that, you know, they get involved with the campaign, they come along to those meetings if they can, that they look at our website, which is intothewest.org. That will tell them all about the meetings. We've got a special guest coming over from Scotland from a very successful rail reopening campaign over there where they got 35 miles of rail line reopened in a part of rural Scotland, and the biggest town on their route that they reopened had a population of only 10,000, so half the size of Letterkenny. So if they can do this in Scotland, there's no reason why we can't do it in Donegal, Tyrone, Derry and the west of the province of Ulster. So have a look at our website. Come along to the meetings. Please consider joining Into the West to give us your support. And we also have a petition which we're asking people to sign as well. We just need to build a head of steam around this issue so that when the All Ireland Rail Review strategy is finally published, and that looks like that will probably be early next year, that, you know, the Northwest has kind of got its punch in early, that we're already ahead of the game, and the people here have basically started to demand that we get this rail corridor reopened to connect Letterkenny and the Northwest all the way down to Dublin and to Belfast.